My guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst, Tom Lilja.
Checking out the grains here to start. Looks like they closed mixed. Soybeans 6 to 8 cents lower there. It doesn't look like they moved much. Corn up 4 to 4.5. We had a WASDE report today. Pretty neutral though, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the report is pretty ho-hum report, as most December reports are. The USDA is very good at kicking the can down the road. We thought maybe we'd get more data today just because of incomplete data we got in the last WASDE report, but I guess they weren't ready to release everything. But there were a couple surprises. They released corn exports 120 million bushels, so that lowered our ending stocks to about 2 billion bushels, so that's one positive thing. That's why you saw a little mini jump in corn today. They didn't really change anything on the soybeans and wheat side, on the domestic side, but the biggest surprise on the global side was they raised Argentina's wheat crop very drastically. So Argentina's going to have a record wheat crop, and actually you add that on with a good Canada crop and a good Australia crop, and we had some pretty high world wheat stocks. So that was negative, but the wheat market didn't really react to that. And another surprise is they didn't make any changes to soybean or corn production in Brazil or Argentina, so they'll probably change that along with January, where they'll throw a lot of stuff at us at once, I believe.
All right. Quick hop over to the cattle markets. Pretty mixed there, but not much activity that I saw. What happened there today?
Not much at all. We were kind of stuck at that 50% retracement level, and the cattle markets really don't want to move above the 100-day moving average. We had a nice 8-day winning streak on the cattle, and we're kind of at that resistance levels that just don't really given the trade much confidence to push higher. We're right in line with the cash market. So until traders get a better idea of the crash trade, which hasn't been established yet this week, we're probably not going to see much movement in that cattle market for a few days here.
That was Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Tom Lilja.